Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars, The Magnificent Kevin. Starring Mark Evan Jackson as Sparks, Nevada, and Andrew Daly as Mercury, his faithful rocket steed. Featuring Tom Lenk as Kevin, and Sarah Thayer as Technos the Advanced. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. Sparks, Nevada's theme is by Eben Schletter.
Kids, shine your Astro spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for our first feature, Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars! Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to the humans who yearn to make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
I'm from Earth.
With his stalwart Martian companion by his side.
I am from Galoot's Proctol. Which is Mars.
You
just call it Mars. Everybody calls it Mars.
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catching, and youngins need a saving, on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Oh, the hyper cattle's humming, and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. Yo, I'm from Earth. But I write the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he writes the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
upon the plains, the red planet high upon the lava, and I do it with a pair of robot fists.
Pow!
Evil extermination I have faced, for my robot rogues they hardly ever miss. And I reckon I'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the birds of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
And I'm from Earth.
When last we left our hero, his best gal and his best pal hit the galactic trail together. We joined Sparks Nevada deep in his doldrums in an episode called She Blinded Me with Technology.
Sigh. Depressing. Everything's depressing. This Marshall Station's depressing. This here's the room where Red didn't accept my proposal to be my deputy. This here's the kitchenette adjacent to the room where Red didn't accept my proposal to be my deputy. She didn't accept, and then she made it some toast with Space Jam and rode off. Maybe I should ride off too, or just ride around on my horse. That'd take my mind off things, maybe. Oh, sigh. This here's the canyon where I once rode with Croach. Here's where he put himself under onus to me for saving his life from a giant robot made of other less giant robots. Here's where he put me under onus to him for getting squished underfoot of a giant robot acting as the leg of a way gianter robot.
Care for a piece of advice?
Who said that?
I did.
Mercury?
Yep. Get your head out of the feed bag of sadness you've been eating from. You ain't alone. You got your horse, the only best friend a cowboy could ever need. Now, why not take a strum on that guitar you've been hauling all over the planet, and let's sing us that song you ain't sung in a long time.
Well, I ain't in much of a singing mood.
Well, maybe you will be if you start us off. You just lasso up a nice A chord, juicy like an apple, sweet as a sugar cube.
Like this?
Oh, that's the stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Here we go.
I know.
Out upon the crimson frontier, where the antelope play with the gamma ray deer.
You can't even see the earth from up here, riding the galactic trail.
Time to leave your troubles behind. Let's don't pay them, no, never mind.
Cyber horses ain't the worrying kind, riding the galactic trail.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Whatever happened to Nay?
Yippee-ki-yay.
I guess if you say so.
Two moons lighting up in the sky, they're shining down for a horse and his guy.
Still I have this tear in my eye, riding the galactic trail, riding the galactic trail.
How's the mood? A little bit better?
Ain't no worse, reckon.
Well, close enough. Now, what do you say to an adventure?
I don't know. What kind of adventure?
Well, we animals aren't supposed to talk. Someone's responsible. Mad scientist? Alien? Mad alien scientist? I don't know. I'm just a horse.
Sure, yeah, all right. Let me check it out. Let's see.
Oh, now that you mention it, my odd frequency picker-upper is picking up an odd frequency by the volcanoes. It's over there.
Well, then let's go, Buckaroo! Come on!
Hiya, Mercury! Hiya!
You know what?
What's that?
I'm glad that I finally have the chance to tell you this. You can actually just go ahead and say, hiya. You don't have to stick me with the spurs in the sides.
Oh.
That's quite painful.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, well, hey, you didn't know.
Yeah. Let's just, hiya.
Thank you.
All right, then.
Are you feeling any better?
I'll tell you what. Wind in my hair, purposely riding the planes towards something I might get to shoot. Yeah, I am. I do feel better. Thanks, Mercury. Hey, watch out for that web.
What web?
Oh.
Oh! Ah! We are tangled in something!
Yeah, it's a web.
Hey, just because you don't have to spur me doesn't mean you shouldn't steer.
That was not made clear to me. I'm sorry.
Well,
wow, this is sticky.
My web isn't just sticky, Sparks, Nevada. It's your death and my vengeance!
I assume we've met. Do I know you?
You don't recognize me?
Well, here's a hint. He's a giant spider.
Can I tell you something? They all look the same to me. They all...
Wow. Wow. Okay. You know, you should recognize me, Sparks, Nevada, from my blood oath.
Well, that's how you recognize me. Why do you have a blood oath about me?
Hey, do you have one about me, too? I'm Mercury. I'm this guy's horse.
Yeah, take it.
No.
Rupity.
No, just Sparks, Nevada, Mars Marshall, for it is Sparks, Nevada, who killed my parents, the parents of me, Kevin, the giant spider.
Oh, you know what? Must have been those giant spiders I shot when I was saving Croach from those giant spiders.
Good going, Kevin.
Then Croach repaid me by running off with Red.
Oh, no, 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 no. We are not trotting down this path again.
All right.
Hey, come on. Hey, what are you doing?
My pistons are tearing this web apart.
Oh, come on, stop that.
And we are free.
I'm out, yeah.
Dude, that took me like a month to extrude that.
You know, at first I thought, now, why would you put pistons on a horse? But they have really proven themselves useful.
Right
yes,
now,
exactly.
Right, now.
Right this moment.
Yeah.
You know how much silk I had to pull out of my butt to make that? I mean...
Hey, Kevin, put it on my tab.
Good one. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have a tab.
You know where I got that? Red said it once.
Oh, man.
Oh, she made it sound cool.
Yeah, you can't see it from up there, but I am rolling my eyes.
I don't care.
Now, come on, let's go to the volcano!
Hey, well, what about me?
You have done enough.
I'll get you, Sparks, the Nevada!
Right now.
Soon, the stalwart Martian and his rocket steed encounter something more unexpected than a palaverous menagerie.
Here we are, at the volcano.
You know, I once watched the sun come up over that volcano with Red.
Oh, come on. Hey, look, what's that sticking up out of the volcano? You see it? There's something new up there.
Once saved Croach from some lava men right there, and then he saved me from some different lava men over there. Man, the onuses were flying that day.
Well, it looks like a radar dish. You see that?
I miss her, Mercury.
I'm taking us up there.
Fine, but I am not steering.
Hiya, me!
Hiya.
Soon, atop the volcano.
Look at this. Big old radar dish. Oh, and look what it says.
Yeah, I can't read because I'm still a horse.
You're a horse, yeah, yeah.
I am talking.
Well, it says animals talk, and then there's a switch pointed to on. Reckon switching it off will end this mad science project that you got going on.
Science! Science! There is no science here. Kneel before the superior technology of Technos the Advanced.
Which is you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I should have mentioned. Yes, I am Technos the Advanced. Now, Neil.
Oh, no, don't do that. It sets a bad precedent.
Sure, no.
Hey, that horse talked.
Yeah, ain't this your machine making animals talk? Isn't this yours?
Oh, I have never until this moment seen it work.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but I gotta switch it off. You're upsetting some folk on the planet. You're making their food uncomfortable.
You dare impinge on the technology of Technos the Advanced.
What can I say? I'm from...
He's from Earth! Oh. I always wanted to be the one to say that.
Well, you're from Earth. I didn't realize. Let me just take my technology and vacate your planet.
Really?
She has heard of Earth.
Well, sometimes it's just that simple, I guess, huh?
No, not really. I was using the technology of sarcasm.
Dang.
Oh, Earthman on Mars, you are about to face the pinnacle of technology. Technologibots, attack.
Attack! Attack!
I'm sorry, technologibots?
They are robots made of technology.
Attack! Attack!
Not a ton of personality.
They are robots.
Yeah.
Automatons.
Sure.
And your destructors via technology.
Yeah, well, around here we got robots with more to say than attack. They move quicker, too, and they shoot guns, so...
Oh, well, it sounds as if you have some truly amazing technology of your own. Pity you won't be alive to see it.
Well, I've already seen it, so I don't... What are we talking about?
Then you will not mind being destroyed by technologibots.
Oh, look out! Their hands just turned into buzzsaws!
Technology!
Still, though, they're moving so slow. I got time to check if and I got laser bullets in my gun. I do. You know what? I'm going to reload anyway. I got tons of time.
Attack!
No, I know.
Attack!
Right.
No!
A talking giant spider.
You can't kill Sparks Nevada. Vengeance is supposed to belong to me, Kevin the Spider.
Attack! Attack!
These robots are attacking me. Help! Somebody! Somebody help me!
Well, seeing as my guns are good and loaded, I may as well unload them.
Attack!
All right.
Attack!
Help me! Oh, God, help me! Oh, they're closing in!
Attack! Attack!
Oh, God, they've almost got me. I can smell their buzz saws.
I wouldn't worry. Like a long road.
Oh, thank goodness. It's just in time.
Well, you bested my technology. I kneel to your superiority.
Fantastic. Yeah, just turn off the animal talk machine, would you?
As you wish. Oh, I just technologied the transmitter off.
Switch.
The signal will permeate the atmosphere for just a while longer.
Yeah, all right, great.
Now, please direct me to where I might see your advanced robots.
Well, they're all over town, so that way.
Woo! I am full of the technology of gratitude.
I don't think that's what...
You saved my life.
I guess.
But you killed my parents.
All right.
I owe you everything.
That's one way to look at it.
And I need you dead.
And there's the other.
Shall I give you a pass this day or fulfill my blood vow?
It looks like it could go either way you please.
On the one hand, I could kill you for what you've done. On the another, living a life in service to the pains of the past doesn't seem like a way to really live.
Hey, you're right.
Please, please, I have six more hands to consider. So.
No, I got it. It ain't no way to live in service to the pains of the past.
Like I have been saying.
What can I say? You're a smart horse. The past is the past. But the future, who knows? Maybe it'll deal as good a hand as the past dealt a raw one. Only way to find out is to sit at the table and ante up.
You lost me.
What's that now?
Animals ain't much for poker metaphors, I guess. Make it simple. Up to now, I ain't drawn my guns. You reckon you want to settle accounts for the past? We can do that. But it won't mean you got much of a future. Because I'll shoot you with my guns, is what I mean.
I have no guns, right. So, pincer range being what it is. Goodbye.
You seem a little more like yourself.
Yeah. I may be feeling a little bit better.
A cowboy's life ain't so bad, is it?
Well, not if he's got a horse like you and a guitar like this. Comets flying just overhead. Cares are better left unsaid. Wouldn't rather be nowheres instead than riding the galactic trail. Riding the galactic trail with you.
Hey.
Riding the galactic trail.
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Red Planet Blues? Has Sparks accepted the lonesome life of the cosmic lawman? Or will he discover that one man is not enough to right the outlaw wrongs on the galactic trail? Find out next month in next month's thrilling adventure, The Horse's Mouth.
This has been the Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast. If you like what you've heard, please leave a comment on iTunes. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and directed by Aaron Ginsberg. Special thanks to Joel Spence, Barry Duryea, Jesse Honig, and me, Brian Stack. For show dates, photos, and more information, visit thrillingadventurehour.com. From the oral tradition to the oral tradition, one of the many fine distinctions available from the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.